book, Debbie. We pick up a copy of your book. What are we going to find in it?
Well, you're going to find advice on how to love yourself, how to deal with people who push your button, what to do when you're afraid, or for the times when you live a life of quiet desperation, how to deal with insomnia and burnout, and even how to shut up.
Okay. Well, that's important sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That way we listen and we learn.
All right. And, well, what about your motivation behind writing a book like this, Deb?
Well, you know, a lot of people have come to me over the years and asked me if I was on something because I'm so happy. And I felt that I needed to write this book after 9/11, that there was a negativity that was setting in our country. And I felt that we need to work a little harder to be happy. And I wanted to share my research and my work. And I put my heart into it inside out.
Do here. You mentioned like a combination of meditation and all that type of things. Have you done that stuff in your lifetime?
Yes, and when I first started to meditate, it was hard. I did my shopping list in my head. New Yorkers are always in a rush. But then I began to feel like I could take a 3-minute meditation break and be away on vacation and give myself a loving affirmation. It was really very good. I also discovered that one of the best techniques for de-stressing is humor. You know, objectify your situation. Pretend it's a sitcom. If it were happening to someone else, you'd be laughing. And also I found that in writing this book that when we lower our expectations, we can be happy with little things and we don't have to make ourselves crazy with unrealistic expectations. And I gave some advice on how to live in the moment because things get pretty scary, especially in New York, you know, going on the subways and staring at everybody nowadays. It's about really enjoying your life intensely, being in the here and now. And that's a wonderful gift. And I wanted to give that gift to the reader.
Well, yeah, that's so important because, you know, you hit on a good point that a lot of people just rush. What do I got to do yesterday? What do I got to do tomorrow? They don't live in the moment, do they?
No, and I would ask someone who has so many distractions, what are you running away from? What don't you want to face about yourself in order to be happy? We need to prioritize, simplify our lives, and really enjoy every little thing. Because it's a blessing. If I'm taking care of elderly parents or of children, and I'm just washing that floor, what a gift. I don't have to think about anything but just doing that.
That's a good point. People don't realize that. They take a lot of things for granted, and that sounds like focal part of your book, not to do that.
Yeah, who would have thought washing the floor could be so much fun? Well, now there's a whole new thing. Also, I brought in a lot of fitness into the book because I wanted to serve like a physical affirmation. And when you have stress and it has nowhere to go, it's doing damage in your body. And this way, if you go and work out, and you don't need a gym, you could just go to the book. I have different workouts, progressive, some easier, some more advanced. You could burn off the stress hormones. Bring oxygen to your brain to find a good solution when you have a problem. And above all, release those happy hormones, those endorphins.
Sounds good. Hey, we'll get more on that coming up, Debbie. I got to take a break, but I'll be right back, and we'll talk more with you about your book coming up after this. Okay?